Now here's a second encouragement. Look to Him who promises to complete His work in you. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about it? Is there hope for people that have been ravaged by sin, who have been devoured almost to the uttermost by the devil? Well, ask a few of the biblical characters. Abraham was a liar, and yet God ultimately made him the father of many nations. Jacob was a deceiver, but yet he became a prince of God, having power with God and man. Moses was a murderer, but yet he led the people through the wilderness. Rahab was a harlot, and yet you find her name in the genealogy of Christ and also recorded in the Hall of Faith. David committed adultery, but it never altered the fact that he was a man after God's own heart. Peter denied the Lord, but God raised him up as a powerful prophet of righteousness on the day of Pentecost. Thomas doubted, but he was used by God to advance the kingdom of God in the kingdom there in the book of Acts. I don't know if you guys, you know, follow the Olympics or not. I mean, I don't know. It just seemed like there's certain events, and you know, Winter Olympics and Summer Olympics. You know, we watch that stuff, we've been in a number of countries around the world to speak, and so I have a lot more people to pull for in the Olympics. You know, I am pulling for the Germans and the Finns, you know, and all these different countries. You know, just because I know people there now, and there's an attachment and all. I like the Olympics, but I'll tell you, to illustrate this point of look to Him that is going to complete His work in you. In the 1992 Barcelona Games, there was a runner by the name of Derek Redmond. He was predicted to medal in the 400 meters. He had just blown everybody away in his first qualifying round, and he advanced. But in the second qualifying round, halfway around the track, his hamstring snapped. He just collapsed on the field. And all the runners just shot past him. All of his hope of winning a medal and perhaps even the gold was just dashed in just a split second. He gets up and all the paramedics are coming out and officials, and they're trying to help him, and he's pushing them back. And you can see the tears just coursing across his cheeks. I mean, the pain you feel for him, not only physically, but also the disappointment. And here he is. He starts limping down the track, and then he starts just hobbling on one foot. And all the people in the stands, 65,000, start standing to their feet and giving him a standing ovation. And suddenly he stumbles again. And you can see in the background there's a large man that's pushing his way through security. And finally, they just back off. It happens to be Derek's father, Jim. And his daddy comes out, and the boy leans on his daddy. He's just weeping profusely. And his daddy, Jim, says, "You know, son, you don't have to do this." He said, "Yes, I do. Yes, I do." And so the father looked at him and says, "Well, we'll do it together." You know what happens? He walks him around that track, and right before he goes across the finish line, his daddy lets him go. I want to tell you something, friend. If you're going to finish the race on this side of eternity, it's only going to be through the help of the Father. He is the only one that will sustain you. And when you cross the finish line one day, it won't be because of your performance or your perseverance. It will be because of the sustaining help of God. Yeah.